good weekends and there can be bad weekends when you go on the road. Is one point a good enough weekend on the road?
I think it was a start. We were not satisfied with it, but we battled both days and we took a chance on Saturday night and they got an open net, and that's not how we wanted it to turn out, but it did. So
you guys have been playing so well. You set the bar kind of high right now. Is that a good thing that maybe you're not satisfied with just getting one point on the weekend?
Yeah, like Coach said, we kind of spoiled them the last few weekends beating the top teams in the country, and just it made us not satisfied with losing, and we don't like losing, and we aren't going to settle for that.
What's changed as far as the attitude in the locker room and just individual goals this year as compared to in the past?
The locker room's definitely just more positive, and we're working as a team from top to bottom, and we're just still working on trying to get secondary scoring, and we got two freshmen scored this weekend, which was awesome, and just trying to get everyone to contribute.
Minnesota comes in this weekend. In the past, let's be honest, you were maybe hoping for just a tie. It's not the case anymore, is it?
Right, exactly. You know, we're, I think, tied with them in points right now in the WCHA, and it's a big weekend for us. And I think from their perspective, they can't just overlook the Beavers anymore, and they have to worry about this weekend too.
Last year, towards the end of the season, you guys needed to win every game to get home ice. You can put yourself in a much better position for the end of the year by taking care of business now, can't you?
Yeah, you know, the first half is just as important as the last half, although, you know, finishing's nice, but these points are crucial too, because when February and March come around, it's going to matter. So,
good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.